Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora, or head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcasts. They will keep you busy for hours and hours, and please feel free to share those on social media. We are excited tonight. We're going to be joined by Jackie Toberoff, who is running for New York City City Council District 1, and we're going to have a lot to talk about with her. A lot of things going on in New York City, including the mayor's race, her own election, and then you've got what's going on with former Governor Cuomo. So a lot to talk about in New York, and we're going to talk about all of that with Jackie Toberoff tonight. But you know what, Rob? We all realize by now that the supposed leader of our country, Joe Biden, is not current enough or up to date in the state of affairs to intellectually field questions by himself. His only answer is to place blame on others and not offer solutions. In his first real test of leadership with the Afghanistan withdrawal, he failed miserably for the entire world to see. China and Russia are laughing at us. The rest of his time in office, he has been signing executive orders that were put in front of him. Joe Biden has been a disaster. How are you doing tonight, Rob?
I'm doing extremely well, and I want to thank all of our listeners who are tuning in tonight, because we definitely have a lot to talk about. Events are forever changing in this world. One of the biggest changes took place back in November 2020, when President Biden somehow managed to seize power. And then we look at January 2021, he's still there. It's remarkable that we see the Joe Biden that no one else apparently sees. When I say we, meaning we on the right, conservatives. Now, I'm sure that there are others on the left that see the same Joe Biden who isn't there, who really isn't being seen. He's just an empty suit. But for some reason, they want to make it seem as if though he's the greatest and the latest thing. We have embarrassed ourselves. Joe has embarrassed us on the world stage with his ineffectiveness. He's vacationing somewhere, Delaware, Camp David, while Afghanistan is falling. Now, I'm sure some will say, oh, but the media, they came out and they attacked him, CNN, MSNBC, The Washington Post, New York Times. It's all for show. They're doing this because there is nothing else they could say to prop him up. But along the same lines, the underlying current, what they're secretly saying, and even playing into the media, the theme is that, well, this is Trump's fault. You got to remember, he's doing the best he can. No, Joe is the president. And as Joe said, it stops with him. The buck stops with Joe. Joe is a colossal failure. Let's just be honest. President Biden does not know what he's doing. President Biden is in over his head, which is the case with most Democrats. Look around you. Look at our cities. Look at our towns. Riddled with crime. Why? Well, it's because of their policies, the policies of the left. Look at the policies that they're putting out there now. Defund the police. Democrat policies. Let's remember this, so that when the Republicans do come into power, they can't say, oh no, this is you guys. These are Democrat policies that have been in effect for the past 40 to 50 years. Nothing has changed. The only thing that's different now is that they saw an avenue with COVID-19, also known as the China virus, by the Chinese government. Let's not get it twisted, not the Chinese people, the Chinese government, the communist Chinese government, gave to the Democrats the perfect opportunity to put into play their wicked plans to make America a socialist country. So they ran full speed ahead with it, tearing down the fabric of our society, tearing down our institutions, tearing down our law and legal system. And for what? Why? You turn on the news every night. A crime has been committed. Let's not sugarcoat it, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just speak honestly. Let's be frank. And as my grandmother would say, tell the truth and shame the devil. Crime all around us. This is what the Democrats are used to. And who's committing the crime? It's not the boogeyman. It's not the white man that they keep telling us is a white supremacist. Look at TV. They won't tell you, but you can see it. It's the black man. It's the brown man. The men of color. Women of color. Now, some would say, but these people have mental ill issues. Well, okay, fine. They have mental issues. Lock them up. But yet and still, these are the people that are committing the crime. While the left want us to keep thinking that it's the white man that's doing it because the white man came and they colonized everything and we have all these problems. The white man is racist. We have this white supremacy and he's going to get the black man and people are running around with their hair on fire. Let's just be honest. Racism does exist and it has existed for a very long time. But my God, we are a lot better than we were 50 or 60 years ago when the Democrats enacted Jim Crow laws. Let's best be honest. I'm just going to be frank and tell the truth. We're a long way from that. But at the same time, slowly we're creeping back. Some would say, well, how are we going back? Well, I'll tell you how. CRT, critical race theory. Don't be fooled. It's just another form of racism. You're now teaching black and brown children, children of color, to hate white children. Why? We're trying to make it legal now? Well, it was legal then. Look at the Jim Crow laws. But then we got rid of it with the civil rights. But now it's creeping back in. And no, they'll change the name of it. But it's the same thing, racism. Do we really want that in our society? Who's responsible? The Democrats. Now, to be clear, not all Democrats are evil. Not all Democrats are doing this. And yes, I did say the word evil. But the John F. Kennedy Democrats, they're long gone. Unfortunately, many have died. And then the others, that small group that are looking at this and saying, no, 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 they're afraid to say anything, lest they be canceled. Yeah, that's what they do to you now. If you don't go their way, they will cancel you. So the head of the party, Joe Biden, is preaching this, and it's trickling down throughout the states. And then you wonder why. So I say to my fellow conservatives, Republicans, it is time to stand up. It is time to be counted. I don't want to hear that New York City is a blue state. Oh, okay, and we have to fight. We've got to run candidates. We've got to keep trying over and over again. Look at what they're doing in Texas. Texas, red. But they keep running their candidates. Look at what they're doing in Georgia. Georgia, red, but they keep running their candidates. Look at the two senators that we have from Georgia. Georgia was red. We should have won those seats. Look around you. We can't give up. We have to keep trying over and over again. We have on tonight a candidate, Jackie Todorov. She's running. I'm glad, because if we don't stand for something, we will fall for anything. So she's going to tell us why she's running. Some are saying that, oh, it's just a waste of time. No, it's not a waste of time. You have to have some skin in the game, and you have to be willing to stand up against all the odds and say, hey, I am here and I am running. I will be counted. Because I don't like what's happening in my country. I don't like what's happening in my neighborhood. I don't like what's happening in my city. So hats off to her for jumping in the ring, knowing that she would be attacked, knowing that friends will probably attack her, neighbors will probably attack her. But the fact that she's willing to do it is what counts. Jackie, how are you tonight? Thank you for coming on.
Rob, thank you. You have me all fired up. I could not agree more. New York, Manhattan is not a foregone conclusion. And things are horrible here. District 1, which is Lower Manhattan, it's Greenwich Village all the way south. So that's Greenwich Village, Tribeca, Battery Park, Soho, Little Italy, Nolita, Chinatown, Fidai, home of the machete attack, NoHo, and Greenwich Village are traditionally safe areas that have been decimated, but for bad left progressive policy, deadly, deadly, dangerous policy. And so that's why I'm running for City Council of District 1.
And I'm glad, because like you said, we've been decimated by crime.
Yeah.
All around us. I mean, I remember the days, I'm not that old, that when Rudy Giuliani came in, everyone said, oh, it can't happen, it can't happen. And he came in like a bulldog, and he turned this city around, this large city that many thought was ungovernable. He turned it around, and crime dropped. Times Square, you could go to Times Square with your family, you could walk around. And now, walking outside, you got to be careful, because you're dodging bullets, like you said, the machete. Tell us about that. That happened not too long ago. I'm sure many of you saw it on TV. That happened in New York City during broad daylight.
So that happened, as you said, very recently. A psychopath, probably a mentally ill person that was not a recipient of Thrive, Shirlane McRae's program that stole $1 billion from taxpayers,
yep,
with absolutely no efficacy of working or making a dent in helping people with mental health issues, followed in, I think, a 57-year-old man inside of an ATM in the financial district in broad daylight, 5:30 p.m., in the summer, that is broad daylight. This is happening throughout District 1. And to reiterate, this was traditionally very safe. These were very safe, very diverse communities that have been decimated again by liberal, wacko, bad policy that is, I cannot imagine another word for it, intentional. De Blasio said straight out, he wants to make these areas less white, less rich. This is a part of social justice. And what is psychotic is these were and are very diverse neighborhoods. You have Chinatown, you have the Lower East Side, you have, you know, I listed them all. These are very diverse neighborhoods. And he is intentionally, along with our insane current city council member, whose term limited out, who I'm looking to replace, turning hotels across the street from great public schools into homeless shelters. We know what happens then. What happens is it's virtually impossible. You get some ideologue judge to get rid of the homeless people that have been holed up into a hotel. And what happens? 50% of homeless people, that's the latest statistic, have these mental health issues. Not only that, these are very wealthy areas, so they start panhandling. What happens? You have terrible quality of life issues. It drives out people, families, residents that send their kids to these great public schools or these gifted and talented schools like Stuyvesant. Then you have these homeless people creating real safety situations, assault, rape, punching, following people on subways. It's a situation that is terrible for all people involved, because there are people with genuine mental health issues that have been completely used and abandoned by, again, our people in charge, de Blasio, Shirlane McRae. And then you have the citizens that have been absolutely abused by the system. And I'm going to say something. These are people that probably voted for these people. So the people that voted for the left are now being abused by the people they put into power. That's basically what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. The people that they voted for. And I find it interesting, Jackie, when I see these people on TV complaining, saying, what happened? This has got to change. We can't live like this. But they will yet and still, they will vote for the same individuals over and over again. Look at Eric Adams.
Oh my God.
Running for the mayor.
I'm with you.
I don't care for Eric Adams at all. What is he going to do? But to continue de Blasio's reign?
Yes.
Where is he now? Where is he now when that guy was attacked? Where is he? He's over in Europe vacationing. And it's questionable as to whether or not he actually lives in New York City. Some say he lives in New Jersey. But he comes out, he's smiling. He's the right color. And I can say that. You know why? Because I'm a Black man. I am going to call it out. Because racism, hate, and violence has no color. I am not going to vote for him simply because he's a Black man. I want to vote for the person who's right for the job. This identity politics has us in this situation right now. As you mentioned, Charlene McCray, $500 million on what? What is she doing? Democrats won't call her out because if they say anything about it, it's, oh, they're attacking the Black woman. Well, I am going to attack her. And I'm going to say, I want to know what happened to the money. I want an audit. I want an audit. Where did the money go? Follow the money. Well, she's lost the money. No one's going to have her hold her accountable. If what's his name gets it, Eric Adams, he's just going to say, okay, let her go off to the side. This is unacceptable because Black people can obey the law just like white people. And to say that they can't, to try to make special laws for them, special considerations, in my opinion, is in fact racism. And for de Blasio to come out and say, whoa, I want to make this area, Lower Manhattan, less white, less rich. Okay, who's going to pay the taxes? Who's going to do, and to say less rich, are you saying that Black people can't have money? They can't be rich? What exactly? I mean, and that's what I'm saying. If people were to stop and think and listen to what these individuals are saying, they're actually attacking Black people. Because they're saying, well, you can't make money. You can't be rich. You're not smart to get voter ID. You're not smart enough to obey the laws. So we've got to lessen the laws for you. Are you serious? This has got to stop. They are dividing us along racial lines by saying white people, white people, white people. Well, you know what? There are more Asian people with money and with an education. What are you going to do about that? Why is this kept? They don't want us to know that. They have found the enemy or the person that they have identified as the enemy, the target rather, and they're going after that. And you know what that's reminiscent of? Marxism. That's Marxism. That's what Hitler did also. It's Maoism. That's what he did. You find an individual, you find a target, you find a group of people, and you say, okay, let's attack them. And let's make the masses think that they're bad so that we can eradicate them. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Jackie, how have you been received in the community when you said that you were going to run?
I'll tell you the truth. I have always been a conservative. I have not lost any friends. But I'll tell you what, since I've come out, I've never run for political office before. I'm a born and raised New Yorker, born and raised in Manhattan. I'm raising my family here. Ever since, and that's what's compelled me to run, how just disgusting my area is. I mean, all of Manhattan, all of New York, but specifically, again, I'm running for a local position and District 1 is disgusting and it's dangerous and people have fled and I have actually been met really kindly. I've been cold calling, trying to raise money, and I've spoken with people that not only are independent, but that have been Democrats for decades that have absolutely had it. I was on the phone with someone a couple of days ago. He said he was Democrat leader for 20 years of AD 65, and he will vote for me as opposed to my progressive candidate that wants to defund police another $1 to $3 billion, has no children, i.e. zero skin in the game, has nothing to say regarding forced vaccinations on prepubescent children, wants to get rid of gifted and talented, wants to get rid of meritocracy, wants to get rid of all standards, security at school, has zero skin in the game. That's why I'm running, because listen, it's going to be mothers that take this bus home. Mothers have had enough, and we will take a lot. We will take a lot. I will take a lot. But the one thing I will not take is someone messing with my kids. And that is exactly what's going on now. I want to say you brought up some really good points. Regarding Eric Adams, there are a couple of things that people should know. The media keeps pushing him, and why I do not understand. They did this for Biden. They did this for Cuomo. Cuomo yep. won an Emmy Award.
Exactly.
Eric Adams, I don't see this at all as a color thing, although I have heard other people say what you say, that he's the right color for the time.
Yep.
I see this differently. I see this as someone, again, who is going to support this ridiculous narrative that the mainstream media is obsessed with. And this is a person, a former police officer that supported with and helped do this hate paint with BLM. How can you say that you are pro law and order, but riot and march with BLM? It's divorced from reality. Something else. He has already come out and said he will keep de Blasio on as a consultant. Now, listen, Manhattan is united. New York is united in very little, save for detesting Bill de Blasio. Why on earth would the mainstream media push someone to be mayor that wants to keep on our current mayor that has destroyed our city? So again, that's why I'm happy to come on your show. The mainstream media is complicit in foisting upon us horrible candidates and then doing exactly what you said, feigning betrayal and acting like they're doing their job by when absolutely back to the corner. Like, we see what's going on now with Biden. There's very little room for the mainstream media to not push back at this point. And they're doing the same thing with Adams. They have propelled him. They've made it seem like he, and by the way, D.A. Braggs, who is dangerous, but they've made it seem like these two potential candidates, D.A. Braggs and Eric Adams, are not only the best fit, but have already won. And no one's voted, and they don't even mention the other people who are running. And they don't even provide information so that we can make our own conclusions. And people, listen, I get what's going on. People, moms, parents, we are overwhelmed. We are fatigued. We've had to deal with a lot in 13 months, okay? And as you opened the show with, things are changing day to day. We are inundated. We are fatigued. We are dealing with major financial crises, schools being shut, education eroded, fear to go to an ATM to get on a subway. And we don't have time to do all this deep dive. We don't have time to do the research. Look, I've tried looking up Thrive. I dare you. I dare anyone. Go look up Thrive. See what you come up with. It will be next to nothing. They have buried this story. They've buried it. They've buried it. And it's $1 billion, $1 billion of taxpayer money gone. Where the hell did it go?
Good question. Where did it go? And quiet as it's kept, the Democrats will just sit there and say absolutely nothing. Jackie, I'm glad you're fired up because we need more people who are fired up. And I'm sure that there are people that are out there on the left that's looking at this and they're saying, what happened to New York City? We cannot allow this to happen. Well, I'm going to tell them, if you keep voting for the same people over and over again, we don't need Eric Adams if Eric Adams needs de Blasio. De Blasio thinks that he's like the gift for New York. This guy tried to run for president. Do not doubt he will try and run for governor. Now, we're going to cover the governor issue in our next segment. But folks, you got to wake up. You have got to wake up. I mean, we have someone like Jackie, who's a lifelong resident of Manhattan, of New York City, and she knows the way it can be, the way it was before de Blasio came in and just messed it all up with his socialist, communist ideas. Andrew, it has to stop. There is a better way.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. What we are seeing in New York City right now is a complete disgrace. This mandatory vaccine that we are seeing now is really scary to see. And I think New York City is just the first city of a lot of cities to enact this. I've seen Washington State just mandated all school bus drivers, teachers, or anybody employed by the school to be vaccinated or they will be fired. Jackie, what are your thoughts on the mandate of vaccination so far in New York City?
I think it is absolutely appalling. It's an infringement on people's rights. It's also very, like everything else that's going on, it's rules for thee and not for me. There are certain people and businesses and government agencies that are exempt. So again, it's terrible messaging. The messaging is everyone's going to die, so every child needs to get vaccinated. But certain people who work in the White House for Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, the CDC, they don't have to. They're exempt. Or it's, you know, wear a mask, masks work, but we're still getting COVID. Or get a vaccine, the vaccine's great, but now you have to wear a mask. It is absolutely ridiculous messaging on top of the fact that we have been lied to so egregiously by government for so many years that even if this vaccine is so great, even if anything, people do not believe the mainstream media or their representatives anymore. We have just been taken advantage of. We've been hijacked during our most vulnerable time, and it is unforgivable. It's unforgivable. Now, I personally have been vaccinated, and that's not the point. I stand in absolute solidarity with the fact that it is segregation, discriminatory. It's none of anyone's business. Where does this stop, moreover? What other rules? Is someone showing their HIV status? Is someone showing, where are we stopping with this? Where do we stop? The answer is no one knows. They'll let us know on a need to know basis, and it will be amorphous. It will change on a whim.
Yeah, we are here with Jackie Toberoff, who's running for New York City City Council. And you are tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We will be back with more on After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Hey, my fellow Americans, how did you feel watching footage on the news of domestic terrorists looting our stores and burning our cities down? You were probably disgusted and angry as much as I was. It's disturbing what's going on. Well, you'd be shocked to know that your shopping habits are supporting these extremists. Companies like Amazon, Nike, Disney, FedEx, it's an endless list. And they've been supporting these radical groups. Let's stop supporting companies that fund these extremist groups. We can all do our part. Visit shoptotheright.com and you'll find businesses in a nationwide database and companies that are aligned with our American values. Visit shoptotheright.com and let's all make a difference.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep can be infuriating. Your mind races. You toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's digital age makes it even harder. You're not alone with this struggle. Poor sleep affects over 70% of Americans. Even the Centers for Disease Control label insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. To take back your sleep, Healthy Cell has created REM Sleep, the only sleep supplement made to support all four stages of human sleep with calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support, delivered in a patent-pending, pill-free, ultra-absorption microgel formula that tastes great. Fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deeply, and wake up refreshed with Healthy Cell's REM Sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com, HEALTHYCELL, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
AmericaOutLoud.com. Simply put, we're patriots who believe in Ronald Reagan's vision of a shining city on a hill. From sea to shining sea, you can listen in on iHeartRadio. Our free apps are on Apple, Android, or Alexa, or our world-class media player. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
We are back on After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, and we are joined by guest Jackie Toberoff, who's running for New York City City Council District 1. And we have a great first half with her. She just got done talking about the vaccines in New York City and her thoughts on that. We are seeing all around the country, the kids are going back to schools. In many states, we see mask mandates, even for toddlers, which to me is a little over the top. I remember last year, we even seen kids playing sports in a mask, which just seems completely insane. The science shows that kids are not at the same risk as adults. So Jackie, we'll start off with you. What is your thoughts on the mask mandates in school? Yet another school year of kids wearing a mask in school, I could not even imagine.
It's absolute child abuse. That is my thought on it, plain and simple. I'm in Manhattan and not everyone can get up and move. Some people are divorced and have custody situations. Some people have jobs that won't permit them to travel or transfer. There are many reasons why people are stuck in Manhattan. And the truth of the matter is, schools are another entity that have totally hijacked parents' vulnerable state of minds amidst COVID, amidst this financial upheaval. We have been taken advantage of. And the most gruesome aspect is they are coming for our children. They are basically hopscotching over trying to keep the adults down and going straight to the kill, which are our children, our most precious resource. Masks, again, are ridiculous on children. We've seen now countless studies, but you know what? I'm not boring your audience with any of the research, because the truth is, Candace Owens said it best, and everyone with brain activity above plant life knows, if you are a parent, you know it makes zero sense. You cannot see, you cannot hear, you cannot figure out what someone's mouth is doing behind a piece of fabric or whatever it is. You have no idea what the person's saying. You don't see a smile. You feel that something is wrong. It's affecting cognitive development. It's affecting people's ability to, you know, feel good about themselves. Children, suicides up, obesity's up, all these side effects because of what? Because of forcing a group that is so wholly unaffected by COVID. And what is COVID? What is COVID? Is this the worst thing we've ever seen? We act like it is. I mean, are there any adults in the room that want to really ask these questions? I've had COVID. COVID is potentially deadly, and we know who it is potentially deadly for, but we're not allowed to say it. It is really bad for people that are obese, but for whatever reason, the left has co-opted obesity to mean, I guess, Black. I have no idea why, but you're now no longer allowed to say that obesity is basically a pipeline to getting a negative effect and having a negative, you know, bad ramifications from COVID. Also people with comorbidities and people who are over the age of 75. Children, healthy children are not at risk, but they have targeted their sights on healthy children.
Jackie,
that's really what it is.
You're so right. You're bringing it to light. I mean, Andrew and I, we have been saying this for the longest. We now have someone else who's coming on saying the exact same thing. They have co-opted all this. They have fear in people. People are looking around. Back in 2020, when this deadly virus, China virus, hit, they had us all inside looking out our windows, looking to see who was going to drop down dead. That person, and then had other people calling the police on their neighbors if they had more than three people coming over. And now they've segued into the schools with the mask. Everyone has to wear a mask. The children have to wear a mask. I have a seven-year-old. No, he will wear his mask when he goes to school, but do you think he has the mask on all day? Absolutely not. What is the deal? What is going on? And you have Dr. Fraud, who said absolutely nothing about Barack Obama's birthday party, and they weren't wearing masks. He says nothing about the people spring 2020 and summer 2020 who were going around tearing down the cities, calling themselves protesting, but was really a riot. He said nothing about it. But now, go to school, put your mask on. And if you don't know wear your mask, we might have to like shut the school down. And if you don't do that, it's going to be at home learning. It's like time out. This makes absolutely no sense. We have a generation of kids that are being raised wearing a mask, afraid to touch the other person, afraid to show any types of emotion, afraid to hug because of the mask. Jackie, this is bad. It's horrible.
It is horrible, and it makes absolutely no sense health-wise. The only sense it makes is testing us to see how far we'll go. And the truth of the matter is, we are to blame. The people are to blame. We stood by silent. And yep. You know what? Our silence has cost us. It has bit us in the ass. And we have to grow up and stop blaming people. This is collectively our fault. We, too few of us, spoke up. And now we are all screwed. And I have to tell you, to date, I am shocked that more parents aren't taking to the streets with pitchforks. There are no one's outside. It's like no one cares. And we speak privately in these little chat rooms. It's amazing to me when people keep on saying the loudest voices are the minority. Well, you know what? The minority is the only group that's speaking. If the majority would grow a set and say something, maybe we wouldn't be in this position. But Bingo. Now we are.
Bingo. Absolutely. You brought it. Absolutely. We have got to start standing up. We've got to raise our hands up. We've got to get involved. We've got to push back. I think a lot of people woke up when they started homeschooling their kids and seeing what their kids were being taught. It's an abomination. This has got to stop. We've got to stop teaching racism in our schools, disguised as, oh, it's a theory, oh, it's history. No, it isn't. It's racism. We've got to stop scaring our kids with the whole, you got to wear a mask or you're going to cough and someone's going to get sick. It has to stop. And as you said in the last segment, a lot of people that are making these laws and that are pushing this, they don't have a skin in the game. They don't have children, but they're telling us how we should raise our children. It's an abomination. It is horrible. It has to stop, Andrew. I'm glad you brought this up. It has to stop.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Rob. And our immune system has been feeling great the past couple of months since we've been talking so much about COVID. If people are worried about their immune system, they should try out Immune Super Boost over at healthycell.com. It has vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc. And you can save 20% off with the code OUTLOUD. Rob and I we're not into taking vitamins before, but once we started taking Immune Super Boost, we've been feeling great, and it really is a great product. So go over to healthycell.com and check that out. Moving on to some After Dark news, we've heard a lot about critical race theory, and it sounds like finally some colleges are beginning to fight back. A college has launched what is called the 1776 curriculum to counter critical race theory. In response to the push toward critical race theory by many schools and universities, the private conservative Hillsdale College has released a K-12 curriculum aimed at teaching at what college officials describe as a more patriotic approach to American history. Jackie, what are your thoughts to schools fighting back against critical race theory, and what are your thoughts on CRT?
All right. Firstly, just to riff off of what was said right before, not enough schools are fighting back. Not enough. And the few that do are going to get inundated by all the right people. And when I say the right people, I do not mean race. I do not mean religion. I do not mean gender. I mean normal human beings that want to learn core curriculum, English, math, science, history, that actually want to get jobs, have transferable skills, make money in life, and raise a family. Those are the right people, law-abiding citizens. And I think we are right now at a crossroad. I would send, listen, any school that would say, look, we're a private school, we're going to have a mission statement, this is what it is. You join our school, you pay tuition, we do not stray from the mission statement. We will not be enforcing vaccinations. We will be teaching core curriculum. We will not be enforcing the mask. In fact, we outlaw the mask as far as COVID is concerned. They will be inundated. Parents are desperate and they have had it. Whether they get loud enough remains to be seen, but parents are desperate and have had it. Now, I want to keep this very local for a second. The problem with Manhattan is as follows. Public schools are no-go zones. The light has been shown. The varnish has come off. The wheels have fallen to the ground. Public school is broken. It's not only that it has been closed, it's that they don't want to teach. They do not want to teach. Public school is broken. Okay, but instead of fixing the problem and raising the standards, teaching the children, protecting the minorities, because public school is 70% brown and black. Instead of doing that, trying to build them up, give them life skills, what do? They're trying to make these kids into two different classes, victims and losers versus bullies and oppressors. These are not life skills, I guess, unless you're going into government, really. Now, the other problem is private schools. Private schools are marginally better, but they cost a fortune, and they are still inflicting upon us CRT. They did this in the dead of night. They did it post-tuition being paid. They did it without any referendum, any input from the parents, any sort of explanation as to what the hell it was. And the truth is, parents were already grappling with COVID. They were already grappling with losing jobs, with quitting jobs to become stay-at-home teachers. And you know what? The schools have betrayed the parents. Rather than acting like the community, the people that are there to be supportive, they've implemented this racist, Marxist agenda that pits race against race, black against white, and actually ignores the Asian race altogether. The Asians have been punished for hard work, actually. They've been completely left out of the conversation.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, that's my take on it. I do not teach my kids about race at all. Look, this is Manhattan. This is the most diverse city in the most diverse state in the most diverse country in the world. I'm not teaching my kids about racism because my kids aren't racist. I teach them math, history, science, and English. We have all sorts of friends. They are all different colors, all different religions, all different genders, and we don't need to have a conversation about it.
You know, Jackie, I'm the same way. I don't teach my son about race, racism. It's like he goes out, he's sure who he is. He doesn't live his life. I don't want him living his life with this person's black, this person's white. No, he's proud of being who he is. But you have the left that wants to instill this in kids. They want to spread this, and it's vicious and it's poisonous. And we have to stand up and we have to stop. We have to be heard and we have to raise our voices because this is incendiary and it's ridiculous. Go ahead, Ed.
Yeah, I agree, Robin. Let's talk a little bit more about the New York City mayor race. We've got Eric Adams representing the Democrats. And then you've got guy from the Guardians Angels. What's his name, Rob?
Curtis Sliwa.
Curtis Sliwa representing the Republicans. We had Fernando Mateo on the show. We liked him. But Curtis Sliwa is the representative. So we hope that all the Republicans in New York City get behind Curtis Sliwa. Jackie, what are your thoughts on the mayor race? Are you confident that New York City will get it right again like they did a couple decades ago with Mayor Rudy Giuliani? Or are you worried that you're going to be stuck with a bad mayor once again?
I don't want to be disingenuous at all. Am I confident? I don't know if I'm confident. I pray that we are not stuck with Eric Adams. I pray that we realize there is no moderate Democrat. I pray that we listen to the person who's running, Eric Adams, who says he wants to keep de Blasio on. I mean, I just pray that we all turn up and vote. De Blasio won with 16.5% of the vote. That's the apathy vote. No one was interested. And, you know, we have to get interested. This is our city. You know, we have to get activated. I pray that Curtis wins. And I pray that people show up to vote. I would say my call to action would be, women, listen. The party of women is the right. The left is the party that defunds the police, and women are soft targets, and so are kids. I would say, women, you have been the ones overwhelmingly to leave your career because the left, the unions, the teacher unions have closed your children's schools, and you have left your hard-won careers to become stay-at-home teachers. So I would say to you, women on the left and who are undecided, I'm appealing to you. Get out there, get five of your friends, and stop lying to yourselves and acting like you care more about straws than the safety of your children.
You're right. They've got to get involved. And as you said in the first segment, they have come down and made it seem as if though Eric Adams has won this, that he is the mayor, he's the mayor, and that the guy Braggs is the attorney general. I mean, it's like, okay, these are the candidates, disregard anyone else. They're being invited to the White House. Whereas I'm like, no, that's not the case. What about Thomas Kenneth? What about his run?
Right. So Thomas Kenneth is going against DA Braggs, okay? Now, he has challenged Thomas Kenneth has challenged DA Braggs to a debate. Braggs has refused. Now, this is what everyone should know about Braggs. He has promised to emulate San Francisco. Everyone, drop what you're doing and take a look at San Francisco. He has promised to get rid of incarceration, and he has promised to allow looting and theft of retail stores up to $250 in Manhattan. So retail that has already been raped by Cuomo and de Blasio's financial malfeasance now stands to lose up to $250 per looter and thief without any sort of punishment. This is an outrage. This is an outrage. And I encourage everyone to vote for Thomas Kenneth. I will be voting for him. I have utmost faith in him. He's a two-term, he's a veteran. He is an accomplished lawyer, and he is pro-NYPD. And everyone here knows you cannot only be pro-refunding the NYPD. You have to be supportive with your words of the NYPD. They have been absolutely vilified. And you know what? It's gonna take maybe a decade to get the police back to where they should be. This is not gonna happen overnight. They have been decimated, not only financially, but their image has just been destroyed. Look, we have someone, the DOE Chancellor, Maysha Ross Porter, who sent out missives to public school parents, I think to the tune of 250,000 parents, so outside of the scope of anything education, bashing police. Now, this is horrible. People should respect police. They put their lives on the line for us. People should not be encouraged to loot. And just to veer off into de Blasio for a second, he has done something which is so bananas. It's almost it's almost difficult to wrap your brain around it. He wants to reward violent criminals with $1,000 from taxpayer money. So each violent criminal gets per month $1,000. Now, that would mean that Hatchet Man, who attacked the 57-year-old at the ATM in Financial District, is going to now get $1,000 per month. So not only do we have real mental health people with mental health issues attacking people, we're now encouraging attacks by paying the attackers. I mean, this is outrageous.
Very outrageous. And as you said, Thomas Kenneth, we've reached out to him. We're trying to get him on the show.
I'll tell
because,
him.
Oh, absolutely, because D.A. Braggs, what is it about him? Why do we feel that he's a person? As you said, he's looking at San Francisco, and that's what he wants to bring to New York. I saw the other day what he was saying, that he's not going to go after certain types of crimes. I'm like, what? That's the reason why Manhattan is in the shape that it's in, because you guys aren't doing your jobs. And as I said in this first segment, they'll look down the road later on and they'll say, oh, how did we get here? Why aren't people obeying the laws? It is because of Democratic policies, Andrew, that has to change.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And something else that we would need to talk about before we go is what is happening with Governor Cuomo, who has just recently resigned. De Blasio's reaction to Cuomo's resignation is there has to be accountability, says Governor. He says the governor should never run for office again. What do you guys think of Governor Cuomo resigning and then De Blasio saying that Cuomo needs to be held accountable and that he should never run for office again? I think that De Blasio wants to end up running for governor. So maybe he's very happy that Cuomo is out of the picture. Rob, what are your thoughts?
Absolutely. That's what's going to happen. I mean, as I said during the first segment, this guy ran for the presidency and he lost. I was shocked when he actually thought that he could win. Like, are you serious? You have Charlene, who's taken a lot of money and lost it. She probably has it in her private stash. When they finally leave the mayor's office, she'll take it and they'll go on all these vacations. But this guy wants to run himself. And I thought Cuomo, no, I don't like Cuomo. Not a fan of Cuomo at all. Felt that he was a bully. I do feel that he should have stayed in office and allowed them to impeach him. But be that as it may, I fault Cuomo for not taking out De Blasio when he had the chance. When this whole COVID thing first hit, he had the opportunity to say, I'm going to remove the mayor and put someone else there. But see, he didn't want to do that. Because what he wanted to happen is that he wanted De Blasio to collapse, which is what he did. He's a failed mayor. But Cuomo should have acted then. Now De Blasio has the upper hand. He can talk about Cuomo all day long. He was a bad person. He was a bully. He was this. He was that. These are Democrats fighting amongst themselves. I would say to conservatives, don't get in the middle of it. Allow them to kill each other. In the meantime, let's get behind our conservative candidates like Jackie, like Thomas, like Curtis, and let's push them all the way to the front. Let's go and talk to the Democrats and let them know, look at where we are now and think about where we could be. Think 2 decades ago when the city was prosperous. There was very little crime. You could walk out at 2 a.m. in the morning and not worry about being killed. You could walk out at 8 a.m. in the morning and not worry about someone coming with a knife to kill you. Think about those days. They could come back, but only if we vote the right way. What do you say, Jackie?
100%. Again, this is not a foregone conclusion. My race is a very winnable race, but the only way it's winnable, there are two ways, okay? It's not rocket science. It's fundraising and it's voter turnout. That's it. This is not rocket science. People have to get activated. They have to get friends, they have to get family, and they have to go and vote. That's how it happens. It's not magic. And it is your moral obligation. You know, you have to be a good citizen. For all of this stuff that the left churns out, this word salad nonsense, the truth is, being a good citizen is voting in a candidate that is going to protect people, women, and children. It's not just simply helping to ban straws. Being a good citizen actually has real value, and people have abdicated. They've abdicated their role, quite frankly. And we need to get it back. We need to get it back. And I agree with Rob. Look, we've seen in 8 months how much damage can be done. And I tell you, we are really at a point right now where these vaccination mandates, these mask mandates, they're not the last step. They are the first step. And our silence is complicit. It has never worked to our advantage in life, whether it's communism, Nazism, CRT, mask mandates, vaccine mandates, lockdowns. It does not work. Okay. Again, it's the same thing. It's all connected. We know what's right. We know what's right. We know what feels right. And the reason why people are so miserable across all parties is because there's nothing now that feels right. None of this feels right. And we need to get loud and we need to get vocal.
Yeah, well said. We've been joined by Jackie Toberoff, who's running for city council in New York City. And Jackie, if people want to follow up with you, what is the best spot for them to do so?
Okay, thank you. What I really need specifically are District 1 residents to donate just a minimum of $10 so I get matching funds. It's due by Friday, actually. And they can go to jackie4nyc.com. That's JACKIEFORNYC.com. Please follow me on Instagram at Jacqueline4NYC. That's JACQUELINEFORNYC. I always interact with people that interact with me. I want to stay connected to the people in my district. I feel like right now we are craving connection. And one other thing, I'm running for government, for a government position, not because I believe in big government, but exactly the opposite. I don't want you telling me what to do in my home. I don't want to tell you what to do in your home. And we need to get back to common sense. We need to refund, support the police. We need to get rid of CRT, expect more out of our education system, not less, better quality of life, no more shelters and jails going into District 1. They do not belong in residential areas. And really just fiscally conservative, responsible. New York City is broke. We do not need to be bribing people and giving them money, specifically $1,000 to maniacs. This is ridiculous. So that's how you find me. Go to Jackie4NYC.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jackie. You're really fired up tonight. We had a great time having you on and having this conversation. And thank you everyone for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutloud.com, who's recently celebrated its 5th anniversary. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, or Stitcher. Stay tuned for Voice of a Nation next. We will see you guys next time. And remember to stand for something or you will fall for nothing.